Day 2, the saga continues.
Oh, well, sorry. Oh, alright. Anyhow, there are a number of ways that the sewage could be processed. It is more expensive, but it doesn't do any damage to the environment. One would be to have settling ponds. Some cities do this, so they don't do it with all the waste. You take the settling pond, you dump it into it, same way as I was describing septic tank work. You drain the liquids off, you take the solids, and you can literally lay them out, have drying beds, dump it out on the drying bed, dry it, and the UV will kill the vast majority of diseases in it because it's a natural sterilizer. And then use it for fun, solid as fertilizer. The other option, which is actually more attractive in a lot of ways, is to take it, and it takes a large initial investment, I'll say that for it, is to take the sewage, settle it out, and instead of drying it out, put it into containers, sealed containers, and you let it digest anaerobically without any oxygen. And have you ever smelled swamp gas before? Most people have or know what I'm talking about. Well, by sealing it up and having it more or less bacteria naturally present and digest the sewage, what it does, it breaks it down into an even more, I don't want to say powerful, but more readily used fertilizer. Within 3 months, all the bacteria in it will be killed. And a nice side to all, and you still have to dry it out afterwards. You drain those tanks and dry it out afterwards. A nice side view to this whole thing is, while it's being digested, it's producing natural gas. Plain and simple. Which can be used to either A, run the processing plant, or run an electrical generator, or run any equipment. There are some farmers who have chicken coops, and I don't know of any around here, but who actually use it to run their lighting and their fans, and they digest all the manure from the chickens. Doesn't just work with, it works with any waste. Any organic waste you can do it with. You can take grass clippings, throw it in, and be digested the same way. And it's perfectly safe to use afterwards. And, well, just lost my train of thought. Been talking too much. Anyhow, I think, my personal opinion is that we ought to go to that. It doesn't fit with most people, back to what we were originally talking about. It doesn't fit with what most people think of as organic farming, but in actuality it is. It helps us, organic farming, I support and I believe in, because again, it helps reduce the waste that's being dumped unprocessed into the environment. Not only unprocessed, but being dumped into the environment in areas where it's going to be doing harm. What you actually do with organic farming is take waste, which is the byproduct, and it's actually the product produced after the food is digested, whether it be by a human or an animal, and putting it back in the soil. Right now what we're using are fertilizers produced, well, the majority of them are produced with petroleum products. Very efficient, very easy to produce. I mean, they're very efficient for plant growth, they're very efficient production-wise. Unfortunately, there's only so much petroleum. We use petroleum to run our vehicles. We use petrochemicals to run our vehicles. We use them to produce plastics. Now, the plastics, most people say, well, I can do without the plastic Coke bottles and this, that, and the other. But plastics are used in everything from medical research or medical equipment to computer components, the casings around the chips. We use it in a lot of things we can't really, and clothing, we can't really afford to run out of it anytime soon. Most people are in the impression that, well, we aren't going to, there's so much petroleum in the world, we aren't going to run out of it anytime soon. The United States government may not admit this any longer, but their own studies done in the 1980s said, and this was with figuring in that, or looking at all the oil we knew was under the ground in the United States, and said, and then they turned around and said, well, we'll add another 15% on to that for petroleum that we haven't found yet. They figured that it would only be 26 years if the United States went totally to domestic oil products before we were completely out. Worldwide, I think I'm getting these numbers right, worldwide, petroleum usage since 1890 has increased at, what's been doubling about every 9 years, believe it or not. And that will increase even further as third world nations, nothing against third world nations, but as the third world nations come into then, you know, step up and become industrial societies, will increase enormously. We may not just see doubling, but tripling, quadrupling of the supplies, especially if they start farming themselves, using petrochemicals to farm their land, because their soil in areas around the Middle East and areas around Africa, where people have lived for and been farming for 10,000 years, and the soil has been completely depleted, it's going to need a hell of a lot more fertilizer. Plain and simple. And so it's going to take more oil to produce. Anyhow, figuring that it's doubling every, figuring that oil consumption has been doubling about every 9 years, if the entire, and you can figure it out yourself, if the entire earth were just a hollow shell, filled with oil, we don't even have 500 years of oil left. So something has to be done about it. The most reasonable, the most obvious way to cut down on it would be turn to organic farming. To start putting back into the soil what we take out instead of artificially manufacturing something, which we don't need to.